Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, July 7th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. And you know I'm excited. It's Master Your Mindset Monday, and I am very much looking forward to today's conversation. It's going to be good. But you know it always is, in my opinion. I'm a little bit biased in that regard. But you know what? There is something you should probably know. The theories and the thoughts, philosophies that come out of these shows, all of them are meant for your empowerment, edification, education, mental, spiritual expansion, and overall growth in some way or another. I absolutely never approach any production of these shows without that being in the forefront of my thinking. These shows are for you. I do them because I believe that information and knowledge is truly power. The more you know, the more you can grow. And that is true for every single one of us. In fact, you know what? There have not been many things I've done in my life that were without the purpose of benefiting others. It's how I roll, as they say. It's what I do. And I am happy and proud to say it's what I do best. Yes, I am truly on a mission. So with that being said, I am hardly done. I am thinking of ways constantly that truly matter, that can make a difference in someone's life. That's what I do. Have you ever wondered about your life in this way? This is what I'm asking. What has happened? What is happening? What is going to happen? And then ask yourself, am I really in control? You know I already do a lot of thinking, and I thought that question was worth some intelligent, contemplative conversation. So my radio BFF superstar, RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me for today's Master Your Mindset Monday, as usual, and we're going to look at the topic of managing my life. Am I really in control? Hey, Cassandra.
Good morning, it's still morning. Good morning, Silver, and thank you again for having me join you on these Master Your Mindset Mondays. You know, and I love your question, am I really in control? Some of us probably would love someone to manage our mindset and manage our lives. But the truth, and it's good news, is there is nobody more qualified or capable of handling one's own business than oneself. And so I love the fact that we're going to approach this question today.
Yeah. I know it's good, and I know that you've got a lot to share as usual. I just want to say, too, how much I appreciate you. You are one busy lady, and that you take the time out to be a part of the construct and success of Master Your Mindset Mondays is very, very much appreciated from me. So I thank you as well. Well, you know, I jotted down
it's
a few notes.
My pleasure, Silver. Yeah,
thank you. I've jotted down a few notes that will help us launch this, Cassandra. You know, as I pondered the whole idea of am I really in control, you know, I asked myself a lot of questions about my own life and plans and directions and destiny and all of that stuff, and really took a look back at the detours and changes and stuff that just didn't go away that you had planned and all of that. And I broke it down into three specific parts, and certainly there may be others, but some areas that we can maybe look at as a guide for us as we talk about that. I wrote down, first of all, faith, and that's what we plan and what we manage and maneuver, you know, the things we believe that are going to happen and want to happen and all of that, and the element of just believing and purposing to make it happen. And then I wrote down fate, when what happens is out of our control or are not caused by us, but things that happen that are directly and indirectly a part of our journey. And then I wrote down future, controlling what we expect, what we want to happen. So let's jump in. You know, both of us are faith girls. We put our faith face on every day, so we can start right there. It's interesting, though, and I know you've probably got a story or two. I know I have a story or 20 about, you know, what I planned, but then, you know, we even with, you know, managing that, you know, things happen. You know, the thing everybody says, no, life happened. Well, you know, there's a lot of other stuff happens. But when we plan, what degree, when you think about that, do we really have control? What are your thoughts about that? What degree do you feel we can control what we're planning?
You know, it's funny because in listening to you, I thought about several things. One is that we have no control, really, or that the illusion of control, I'm sure, makes spiritual elements laugh. In the same token, I'm reminded in many of the books of the New Testament where Jesus says, ask in order for direction or for blessings or for things. And that would indicate a co-creation, an invitation to co-create one's experiences. And so it's kind of like, well, which is true? Do we then have the control or the power to co-create our experience, or do our plans make God laugh, which you've heard also? I think about, because you started out with faith, and what I think faith is, mine grew when my plans never worked. But I knew that God was, still in control, and in love with the image of Cassandra that he created. So if this world then is not against me, then something else must be going on, because the things I am trying to do aren't working out in every situation. But if God is, well, then there must be a need to believe or to walk or to embody that interfaith, because nothing else made sense. And I learned to hone and develop that, where now I don't look to anything else because nothing else makes sense.
So did I, and please review if I'm not saying this right, did I just hear you say then that we should plan, we do plan, we make plans, we make sensible plans to do things in life that are going to help us understand how to manage and maneuver, but we have to be very aware of the fact that there are things that will override is probably the best word I can come up with. Maybe a higher element of control overrides our processes and plans.
I'm glad. Thank you for asking that question, because it gives me an opportunity to clarify. Let me say it like this. You know my story very well, Silver, and my life is a manifestation of so many hopes, dreams, and plans. More hopes and dreams than plans. But my life is a today is a manifestation of thoughts and things that I entertained as a child. Now, when I say that things don't always work, because when you plan, and when I say my life is a manifestation of more hopes and dreams than plans, is those are things that I heard in my spirit, beckoning calls that I entertained in my heart and in my spirit. Different than a plan where I set in motion action steps and whatnot to make something happen. Because those are the things that many times don't necessarily work out. But I got to the same place in a better way through faith in something bigger in me than the steps or of a plan that don't necessarily work. There is no way that we could possibly know all the nuances or all the things seeming like disappointments or setbacks that have come to teach us a thing in a way that only it can. There is no way we can possibly know that when we set out to make a plan. And when we set out to make a plan, if the things that we plan don't work, oftentimes we are discouraged. So does it mean that we should not plan? Not saying that at all. But I think that faith is knowing that where you are going is your destiny and receiving whatever comes along the way as a lesson to study and ensure your footing on your path. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. And I want that clarity. You know, every time we talk, I'm looking for breaking down pieces and parts of how we typically think of something, because oftentimes we don't go into a lot of depth. And when we accept something as surface knowledge, I think it's a disservice to ourselves. I think we need to understand. The Bible teaches us to get understanding. And so that's purposed in these conversations. So, no, I'm glad for that. Of course we should plan. I mean, uh-huh. You do want to get up with some ideas and purposes and of the future and of your now. But, you know,
right.
I listened last week when I was watching the BET Awards, and Pharrell Williams, who is the guy who does the happy song.
Oh, baby, everybody
in one
does
of the,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, but he said something that landed on me that makes this part of it make sense, the faith and the planning. He was asked about his success because onlookers, we think it was just blown up, like, you know, everybody says overnight. Well,
right.
He said something, and I loved hearing him speak. It wasn't the first time, but I love hearing him speak because he's, again, a guy, you can tell who's a thinker and a kind of, you know, philosophizing things and looking at life for its wonder, but its reality at the same time. So when he was asked about his success, he said that he wanted, and I'm really paraphrasing, but I got the gist of it. What he said was that it doesn't just happen. He said you have to realize that there were so many variables in this. He said so many.
Uh-huh.
And he said they all have to line up to get you where I am today. He said all of those variables have to line up. So basically he was saying, I have my idea, I have my faith, I know where I'm going, but all of these other things also had to be in the being. They had to come into play in the plan. And so when we think of terms of planning, I think it's important for all of us to understand that there are variables. Sometimes those variables are good and helpful. Sometimes those variables are obstacles and difficulties. But there are things that happen. But you very succinctly said we just have to remember where it is we're going, what the destiny is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the defining point, I believe, for all of us. Let's talk about faith, Cassandra. Let's talk about that thing that really is out of our control, or you know, it's something that happens, and sometimes it's a wonderful fate. You know, you may meet the love of your life, or you drop, you know, your dream job, and You know, you did absolutely nothing as far as controlling the events or some mm-hmm. things, of course, and many things happen in people's lives that are totally unexpected and interruptions, but it's still fate. And so I think what comes into our conversation here are a couple of things. We love it when it's wonderful, of course. But when it's not, when it's not, and we realize it's out of control, and then we, of course, even in its most horrific states, we'll say, you know, God, it was God's will, or God is in control. And I'm very interested in us talking about that whole perspective of that. We think it's wonderful when it does, and it does feel so so intensely spiritual and so intensely perfect to us when those good things just seem to happen. But I get real concerned about the part that isn't, and how we may victimize ourselves in our lives just to say that there was that element of control.
Right. You know, it's interesting when it comes to fate. Fate is like that, what is that, that Monday morning quarterback kind of thing? It's something that we, it's a definition that we assign something after the fact, so to speak.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
when it's favorable. Which means that it is just then a definition that we have given to a set of circumstances. That doesn't necessarily make it true. It's just how we choose to see something, a set of circumstances. And we choose to, well, I guess you look at that whether these circumstances are favorable or not. But I think that when you talk about fate, it is it's not really a circumstantial situation. It's a life kind of thing. And so are we fated in life is the question. And you know I don't know the answer for everybody. One would say if we are fated, then where is our ability to choose? And I say to all of that, that it comes back down to faith in what your core belief is. You started this conversation out talking about whether or not we have control. And for many people, there is a need to feel as though they have a modicum of control, if not are in complete control of their life. But if you think about it, Silver, if that is what we're working towards, there is no need for faith because you feel like you can handle or manipulate or control the circumstances in your life. But I think about how amazing some of my outcomes have been, and looking at them, was I fated to do certain things? I don't know. I just know that if I had kept my hands on it and tried to stay in control, that my abilities even to dream and conceive of some of the amazing destinations were it was not possible. If it had been up to me and where I had gone, I wouldn't be the marvelous place that I am. Go on.
No, you finish, please.
I was going to say, go on.
I was just going to add a quote that I had heard last week. I'm sorry, because I thought you were finished. That's why I began to interject. I was going to say, I read something, and I wish I could remember the author of the quote. It might have been Robert Kiyosaki or T. Harv Eker, one of them, I'm thinking, if not somebody definitely along those lines, who said, "You are not a victim of your circumstances. You are a victim of your decisions." And I thought,
I love it.
Wow, I know. Wasn't that rich?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
mm-hmm.
you know what? If we could look at things in a bigger picture and use
mm-hmm.
that and
mm-hmm.
and not always blame God for things that are not going well to create an acceptance in yourself, you really don't want to do that because then you may not grow out of that space. You want to look at it and realize that I had a hand in this, what I'm calling fate. I had a hand in making these decisions. And I think about some of the more terrible things, such as the great number of men and women who are in prison and the number of millions and millions of people who are literally starving and dying each day. And I just can't form it out of my mouth to say that that's God's will. I can't form it out of my thinking. I can't form it out of any spiritual, biblical, or any other ethical, philosophical thing that I know, other than to say that we are responsible for that lack of different things that, you know, we don't do, decisions that man does not make to personally handle some issues or societally to handle some issues. You know, I have debate inside when I think about it, even that, and this may be just a little offside, but offside from what we're discussing, but when I think about the profound mind that man has been given, we can travel, you know, millions of miles into space, and we can create this invisible construct of communication and all of that, but we can't make sure people are fed and housed everywhere. It's just, you know,
that's not what we care about, Silver. That's exactly. That's not what we care about. But it could happen if it were.
Right. So anyway, I don't like to think of that as fate, and many things that I believe that we want to, you know, define as fate, perhaps using that quote that I said, we're not a victim of our circumstances, we're a victim of our decisions. Maybe we could realize that we could turn quote-unquote fate into something else, futuristic or functional, if we looked at it that way, that there is that degree of control and maybe even a lot of it to make better decisions about those things and not think that they are actually out of our control, because so many times they really are not.
You know, I think a successful life, while living it, not what somebody says about the life that they examine that one has had, is it not a dance where you agree to pretend to take the lead for a while, and where you agree then to follow for a while? Again, when we talk about when we talk about fate, fate is a definition that we assign to a set of circumstances that we witness after the fact. We can imagine that we are fated to experience certain things, but we cannot be sure. And we're also not sure after the fact, even when we assign the definition of fate to a certain situation. So it's, again, like, and I love the quote that you gave, because it's so simple. But it's really so powerful. It's what we decide. And I think that our need to make that decision, you know, we need to feel like we're in control. We need to feel, but all of those needs take us away from our true power. Because if I'm trusting on my flesh, then I am subject to my flesh, and the flesh, they wrote it down, it's weak. It ain't to be trusted. You know what I'm saying? But it's that need to know, that need to control, that gets us, I think, into that trouble, and that also prevents us from reaching inside and learning to trust in something greater. And that's where the whole faith comes in, and going through life stressed out and victimized versus learning and growing. And again, it goes back to the quote that you said, which is so profound to me, so powerful.
Yeah, I thought so too. Well, let's talk about a really neat one and maybe a little more fun. When I say that, because we always look forward to something. We like looking forward to something. We like the whole idea of, you know, putting the, you know, the future before us and the vacations and the goals and all of that. So let's talk about that as far as am I really in control, controlling what to expect. It sounds like fun, and it is, and it's a good thing. And one of the good things that come to my mind about controlling, and I'm saying controlling, you know, in the sense of, again, putting something in motion or putting something on paper or putting something in on a board, you know, we want to be able to visualize and think about and jot down our thoughts about our goals and businesses and, you know, strategies and things like that. It just makes sense to, again, put together at least a construct that gives you a map or a guideline or a compass to follow,
right,
to some bullets to make things happen. And I emphasize all of what I just said when I say that as far as control, because I believe that if you just don't do anything, I'm not sure the things that you want to have happen will happen. I listened very closely as you talked about how your dreams and things have evolved, but you said the important thing, I believe, in your explanation, those were not without form. They were in your head. They were things that you saw and that you dreamed of that became manifest in the natural. So what I'm
Can I interject right there, Silver? Let me interject right there. Because, again, there is always process. There is always a traveling from where you are, be it in physical or in consciousness, to another place. The difference is whether it's the route that you thought you were going to take or not. And when there's a route that you are determined to take, then you might miss the actual way to get to where you need to be. And that's kind of the difference.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent point. I think that's an excellent point because it says that even though we may have fine-tuned our plans to the best of our ability, we may have had 10 people help us fine-tune our plans to the best of everybody's ability. But then it's just like Pharrell Williams said, there are variables, and sometimes those variables step in, show up, show out, and are much better than what we had even decided. Or it may even show up as something that appears to be a negative and a catapult you in another direction, which is another, which also could be a better plan. It just pays to pay attention when you're thinking futuristically. And I'll use something simple. Let's say you're planning to go to Italy, and you've got all these plans laid, and everybody in the family is ready to go, and you got it kind of, you know, mapped out financially and all of that. And then you talk to the travel agency after you think you got everything together, and she says, you know what, that trip is fabulous, but, you know, we just got these packages today for Africa that are phenomenal, and they're a third of the cost. And then you say, oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Africa. Let me talk to my family and see if we're going to do that instead. So I'm thinking about something even as simple as that to, you know, the much larger things in life. But I believe that futuristically when we plan and we think about control, not to be always so deadlocked, dead set on something being the case, when we may miss opportunities here and there to make the plan better or bump it up or, you know, whatever the case might be. Lovely thing to think futuristically. Lovely thing to do. But I believe one of the most beautiful things we can do with it is to keep that little element of surprise, wonder, expectation open for something that could potentially be even greater or better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's believing the reality that you do not know open because you do not know what is
yes.
coming before you. And not only leaving it open, but being ready to embrace the unknown. Otherwise, you see what could be coming at you as something that could harm you, and it's not. If it doesn't kill you, then it's not. It's coming to teach you. And yes, it is natural to take the information that we have gleaned thus far through this thing called life and its experiences. It is natural to attempt to do the math, and which means that we would plan and think and try to know things. But it is the needing to know and be right about everything, that kind of arrogance, even in our own experience, that blinds us to the amazing potential that we were all born to, destined, fated to experience. It's that mm-hmm. needing to know. It's that making a plan, checking it twice, and sticking only to what you knew in that state of consciousness. I am actually in a kitchen right now doing this interview because I'm still at the TV station. And when I go, so if I make a plan to leave here and go out of this, around the corner into the actual lunchroom, I make a plan to go in there and sit down and have a complete this conversation, but there might be 50 people in there. I can't know that.
Right.
And so, you know what I'm saying? And that's very simple, but it's about being open. And it's also, as I say so often, about the core belief about what you believe about the universe you live in, the life you're living, and the God that's running it, and prayerfully you do to happen. Because if the core belief is that you'll be okay, then you can easily or more easily relax and learn from the unknown. If the core belief is that the world is a horrible place and it's out to get you and everything's a struggle and you have to fight to survive and all that, God bless you if that's what you believe, because that's what you experience.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, something else came to my mind when you were saying that. I'm going to say this and have you reflect, and we're going to wrap up. But as I listened to you, it really helped me understand why a lot of people live in a type of intimidation and fear. Because when we talk about any of what we've talked about being in control, when we feel like we're in control, we think we may be able to eliminate anything that could potentially not work out or harm us or be bad or things like that.
Because you don't plan for that to happen. Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't plan for
those
things to happen. Right.
Right. So I think that fear factor plays an unfortunate role in all of that, faith, fate, and future. And you're right. We definitely have to understand that life is going to roll out the way it is going to, even with our best laid plans. We certainly should do it optimistically and with, you know, great anticipation and wonder and excitement. But there is that element, and that element is something that we should not fear. Just like you said, we need to think about embracing it, even when it comes at us, you know, feeling crazy. We can get a grip on ourselves and realize, even though I'm not controlling this, I can't control, you know, and the, you know what, everybody, you can control how you react to things, and that really is powerful as well.
Yes,
so unless
is.
You have something else you want to
is.
Add, yeah, I would like for you to remind people of how fabulous you are by telling us all the things that you're doing. And let them remind them where to check you out online.
Well, definitely you are all invited to come and hang out with me at my website. That is CassandraMcShepherd.com, and I'm sure that there's a link to my website on your website, correct, Silver?
There is, absolutely.
So come on and hang out. There are videos for you to check out there. I'll sing you a song, and if you can't get enough of me and want to do more time, join me. Join me. They said worth the thing. Join me weekdays, Monday through Friday at fox6now.com, 9 a.m. to 10, real Milwaukee, where I'm slapping my gums and loving every minute of it. And, of course, every first Monday of the month with Master Your Mindset right here with you, Silver and Fox.
Yes. I would also like for you to mention, because you do have just pearls of wisdom with your TV station, not the network station, but your own Cassandra McShepherd TV, where you have many videos that have wonderful thoughts that you share. Would you mention that?
Yeah, they're called This Is What I Know So Far. And they're just things that I've observed and just kind of how they land on me. As we talked about, Silver, in our need to understand the things that we are experiencing, especially those things that cause us discomfort or pain, it's natural that we attempt to, oh, this must have been that, or figure it out. Well, I have done that with a camera in my face. It's like, oh, this is what the, and I share them with the tagline of This Is What I Know So Far. And what that says is, I am still learning, but this is what I know so far. And I'm convinced that we survive and know anything to tell everything. I don't really see what else the point is. So, and I invite anybody to check
that
out.
Well, you know what? I am sure glad that you know what you know and that you share a lot of it here. I truly, truly, truly appreciate, again, the dynamic that you bring. I can always count on it being some very insightful conversation from you. And, again, I truly thank you so much and wish you a blessed and happy day. I'm sorry you had to lock yourself down for extra time at the station, but I'm sure they're glad to still see your face in the place. So you enjoy your day.
Not a problem. I will.
And thank
and I will
you
talk
again.
With you,
all righty. And on you too, sis. And I want to wish all of you a grand day as well. I've been talking with TV host Cassandra McShepherd. You can check her out in Real Milwaukee. Just Google her name in Real Milwaukee and the Google stuff will tell you all of the rest. She's fabulous to watch. We have been talking about managing my life. Are we really in control? Well, I guess you learned from this conversation, if you heard the whole thing, the answer is yes and no. So we learned that we face things, we do plan, we do, you know, we believe for what we want, and we have that element of control and maneuvering and managing. And then there's fate, you know, things are going to happen that we can't control, but we can control how we respond to it. And then there's the future, all those wonderful things that we can look forward to, anticipate, and expect. So the answer is yes and no, but always, always, always do as much as you can to make whatever wonderful things that you can make happen in your life happen. I appreciate you so much for tuning in to Foxology Today. Please tell your friends that we're always talking about something exciting, empowering, and educational, inspiring, and motivational here. I want you to have a great day, as I said, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you so much.